Not surprisingly, 10 years after 9/11, border security continues to reverberate through Washington politics, and that often produces some unexpected results. In the latest example, Republicans in Congress say some environmental laws could compromise national security, and they want to give the Department of Homeland Security the authority to waive such laws. Ashley Ahern reports from Seattle.
Imagine yourself for a moment on the slopes of Washington's Mount Rainier, near Puget Sound.
We are on the hike to Comet Falls in Mount Rainier National Park, and we're looking at a number of cascades that are rushing down a rock canyon.
Tom Uniac doesn't have to imagine it. As conservation director of the Washington Wilderness Coalition, he comes here often. Mount Rainier National Park is one of the natural jewels of the Northwest, and it seems utterly untouched by the changes that have rippled across the country in the years since 9/11. But a bill now pending in Congress could change that. H.R. 1505, as the bill is called, would allow the Department of Homeland Security to build roads, transmission lines, and security installations on any federally owned land within 100 miles of the U.S. coast or border. Tom Uniac says that includes national forests, wilderness areas, and national parks like this one.
The bill is written in a way that all of these things, seen as part of the national security, could apply and laws could be exempted.
Altogether, the bill would allow DHS to override 36 environmental and other laws on these federal lands in the interest of border security, including such bedrock laws as the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Air Act, and the Clean Water Act. The idea gives some environmentalists night sweats, but supporters say it just makes sense.
Wilderness designation in no way should trump border security.
That's Representative Rob Bishop, the Utah Republican who introduced H.R. 1505. Bishop says current law allows federal land managers to bully the U.S. Border Patrol on public lands.
They can do what they need to do on private property. It's only on public property that they're restricted, and that is ridiculous.
The bill would allow DHS to basically do whatever it thinks it needs to do in order to achieve operational control of public lands within 100 miles of the U.S. border. That means keeping out terrorists and illegal immigrants. But opponents of H.R. 1505 say the bill would give unprecedented authority to a single federal agency to ignore environmental laws. And Jane Danowitz of the Pew Environmental Trust in Washington, D.C., says there's a lot more at stake than just Mount Rainier. A huge amount of public land would fall under the bill's scope.
Some of the nation's most popular national parks and beaches, the Glacier National Park, the Florida Everglades, beaches along Cape Cod, the Great Lakes, and the California coastline.
Danowitz says the bill is overkill.
After 9/11, national security, for all the right reasons, really jumped to the top of America's priorities. But the sweeping waiver of our bedrock environmental laws has little to do with accomplishing that goal.
What it does have to do with, Danowitz asserts, is a rising anti-environmental movement in Congress.
There's going to be a lot of things happening this fall in Congress that are under the radar. There are more than 70 provisions that would undo long-standing protections for clean air, clean water, wilderness, endangered species.
Regardless of the intentions of its sponsors, it's not just environmentalists who oppose this bill. The very agency that supporters say will benefit the most from H.R. 1505, Customs and Border Protection, doesn't want the power it would be given. I asked Congressman Bishop about that.
In a testimony in July, the Customs and Border Patrol said that they oppose H.R. 1505.
Yes. People in Washington are, yes, they did. I will tell you right now, privately, when I talk to people who are current Border Patrol personnel, as well as those who are retired Border Patrol personnel, they have a different story than the current administration has.
Along with Representative Bishop, H.R. 1505 has 48 co-sponsors in the House, all Republicans. The bill, which is officially titled the National Security and Federal Lands Protection Act, will begin working its way through the House early this fall. For The World, I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.
Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix, a public media project which covers environmental issues in the Pacific Northwest.